likes to, you know, in previous games has come out and really blitzed you guys, showing you guys a lot of creative looks coming after the quarterback. When you have a new offensive line, you know, three fresh faces, how can it help develop chemistry to maybe see some of those creative blitzes right off the bat?
Yeah, so going off what Josh said, Indiana, they're known to throw a couple different fronts at you. They may go 3, 4, 5. They may even throw 6 on there. But it's our job to pick it up, and that's where it comes to practice and film. You know, three new guys on the line, I mean, it doesn't really matter. We just got to be able to be on the same page, you know, five minds working as one, and pick up what we see in front of us. So days like today, and especially going back on it and watching film, are very important to make sure you're up on your studies. So like when the physical part ends, when the practice ends, and the mental part just restarts all over again. And so we're excited for the game. You know, it's a great opportunity to show what we've been working on over the summer. So we just got to know work as one unit and get after it.
How's the communication developed across the line in terms of picking up those things as camp goes along?
No, we're still progressing every day. You know, nothing's perfect, but we're just trying to get better every day. Try to reach the goal that we're trying to attain as being five minds working as one, and see where that takes us.
Someone I wanted to ask about on the defensive side, Mike Hall. Just how is he? What level has he been at the end of camp here, and how have you seen him progress?
Mike is clicking on all cylinders right now. You know, we work during like one-on-one periods and stuff like that. We try to give each other keys. Like, okay, so this is what I'm looking for as a D lineman. It's like, this is what I'm looking for as an O lineman. So when we go against somebody who's not us, we're able to excel at a high level. So, you know, Mike has been a great resource as O lineman, at least, to let us in on what the D lineman are looking for in terms of getting us off our spot, or we let the D line know, vice versa. Like, okay, if you do this, we're gonna shoot here and make you run the loop after that. Yeah, Indiana gives us a lot of fronts, a lot of movement. They bring guys from everywhere. But at the end of the day, if we work our technique and we stay on our feet, we'll be in a position to succeed at that level.
What techniques are important when you're picking up blitzes like that?
Just making sure that, like I said, I know I'm repeating myself, but the five minds is one. You know, knowing that the guy next to you knows what he's doing, knowing that if a guy's crossing face, you know the center's coming with you, so you'd pass it off. You know, there's might be a guy, if a guy crosses your face, that means a guy's coming back. You know, they run a lot of different stunts and blitzes, so making sure that we're on our film to know what's coming, and just, you know, putting it all in the field. You know, Josh is an athletic freak, you know, strong as an ox, gets out of his stance fast, great feet. And so just him coming in and mainly learning the mental side of it, you know, Ohio State's playbook is not a small thing. It's a very large thing. We have a lot of terminology, a lot of terms that we have to go over and that we use almost every practice, every game. And so just making sure that he's with us on all those things. And he's picking it up at an alarming speed. You know, when he first came in, I was like, hey, no, you got this. Now he's like, hey, I got it. And so he's picking it up very fast. And going back to the five minds is one thing. So making sure that we're all on the same page at all times.
And Kyle's now the starter, quarterback. First of all, how important is it to have a guy now? He's got to continue on with the right thing. To have at least a quarterback, each and every year, the starter, and how much faith do you have?
Well, we have faith in all our quarterbacks. You know, as a as an offensive lineman, we're just tasked to keep the guy behind us upright and make sure that we maintain the line and we move the line on run plays. So, happy for all our guys, but as offensive linemen, we're just trying to lead the team in the right direction. We feel like we believe in our training and what we've done over the summer and then what we've done in camp so far. And so we're just going to go out in the field and showcase what we've done over that time. You know, our coaches always say you feel pressure when you don't know what you're doing. And so as long as we lock into the mental side of the game, I feel like we'll be in the right spot. Yeah, I remember that Minnesota game. Nervous the entire time. This is freshman Donovan, not junior Donovan. But I was in my stance. I was the heavy tight end guy, ran out there on the field shaking in my stance. I believe I had a motion in the one play I was in, and I almost tripped over Thayer Mumford's feet. So I vividly remember the Minnesota game. But coming into a road environment, you just have to band with your brothers. There's like thousands of people booing you, thousands of people like wishing you missed the play, but as long as you have the 11 guys on the field with you, that's all you need. Yeah, I just tell them that you've seen the worst there is in practices. Like I was saying, working with our D-line, they're exceptionally talented. They give us looks that we might not see in the game that we're about to play. So I say, you've gone through the hardest already. Now you just have to play in the game and showcase your abilities. And it's something that I took a while to register. I had older guys, Paris, Dewan, Luke, they told me the same thing. Matt, they told me the same thing that I'm telling these guys right now. And it's just having confidence in yourself, so you play fast, you play strong, you play to the level that you are blessed to be at.
Do you like opening the season with a Big Ten game?
No, I just like opening the season, man. I'm tyred of seeing Tyleek across the ball from me. I just want to play somebody else now.
Mm-hmm.
Last two questions.
You were saying you guys were starting to defog everything up front, and you were starting to settle in. What would be your assessment of how long you were at?
No, I'm very proud of this group of where we're at right now. Nothing's perfect. We have plenty to work on, and I feel like that's just the best part of being at a university like this. Like every single guy in that room's hungry to get better. Even me, I know I have so much to work on, and so reaching that goal, one step at a time, stacking days one day at a time, is what we're trying to do as a unit.
Thank you.